Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to today's episode of 219 Green Connect, where we explore topics about green living and other fresh ideas in Northwest Indiana. For past show archives, news, and upcoming events, you can go to our website at 219greenconnect.com or join us on Facebook or Twitter. Our ID on both of those is 219 Green Connect. You can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. I'm your host, Kathy Sippel, and with me today I have a very special guest, Dr. Linda Rosenthal. She is many, many things, but I'll just give you a few of the highlights. She is a Reiki master and also founder of Insight Out Visionary Healing Arts and Reiki Training Center. She is author of the delightful book, The Seven Chakra Sisters. She is one of the four founders of Conscious Evolutionary Chicagoland. And most recently, I have come to find out that she is a facilitator for the Pachamama Alliance's program called Awakening the Dreamer. And that's what I wanted to talk to her about today. So welcome, Linda. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, hi, Kathy. Thank you so much for inviting me. I think it's exciting that we have come together with the Pachamama Alliance. And I'm listening to the things that you're saying that I do, and it's like, okay, all of that has been preparation, because my true heart's desire, beyond just the healing arts, which we teach classes and we do private sessions and, you know, see how people transform, there's always been two wings to what I've hoped to create, and that is creating conscious community and care for the planet. So for me, if there's happy people, we have a happy planet. If we have healthy people, we have a healthy planet. And it seems like after my 20-something years of private practice in this, I have been drawn more and more towards community action. And the most exciting thing was when I found out about Pachamama Alliance, which I've known about for a long, long time, but in class, and we decided we would take Awakening the Dreamer, Changing the Dream Symposium online. So we hooked it up to our big TV, and she came over, and there were a few other people, and we watched this, and it just sang in my heart. And it was very transformative. So I took it a little step further and jumped right into the Game Changer Intensive, which is, it follows along. Pachamama Alliance has provided a way for people to come together who really have a deep calling, a feeling, an urge, a pull, which is what happened to me, and I think maybe you, but I won't speak for you.
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm but, holding my comments, but yes, very much so.
And what I love are the three wings that they pull together as one, and that is to create an sustainable, socially just, spiritually fulfilled human presence on the planet. And all three of those come together through the Pachamama Alliance and the work that they do. And I won't go into all the history of that, because you can look it up. I hope our listeners will go to pachamama.org, and Pachamama. Did I spell that right? I didn't.
You did. Pachamama. Like a mama. Yeah.
Pachamama. Pachamama. Mm-hmm. It's a word that means earth. It also means the sky. It means the universe and all that is. So it's quite an expansive little Achua word. It's in Quechua, is the language of the Achua people. And that's how Pachamama Alliance came about. And I hope that they look up that history site with the founders, Bill and Lynn Twist. And how did I get involved in doing this? It, like I said, it's that urging, it's that calling. You tell me, Kathy, you had a story of how you found out that I was involved.
Yeah, I do, and I'd love to contribute that, kind of let you get your thoughts together. But I think we're made from a lot of the same, you know, fibers that want to create consciousness and community, and that's probably why our paths have intertwined so many times before. And for me, I think I first encountered this right around my birthday in June, which happened to be my 50th birthday, and it just kind of seems like 50, that's a kick in the pants. You know, I told my mom, I think I don't even know that I can be considered middle-aged anymore, and she was so disappointed. You know, she's like, what? No, you're young. I'm like, I'm young at heart, but you know what? It just, I'm not despairing about it. If anything, I need to step up my game, and I've been doing a lot of things, but when I saw, you know, the words game changer intensive, I thought that's what I need to do, because you know, while I do believe actually that I'm coming back and all these other kinds of things, I don't need to get into that right now, but I want to do the most that I can to further this earth care during this lifetime. And I thought, okay, I'm doing pretty well, but what would happen if I, you know, joined with this creative community that has structure, they've got all these, you know, well thought out modules. Everything I read, it just seemed in lockstep with what I believe. So I took the Awakening the Dreamer online version, like you did, and then I was so intrigued by that I wanted to go to something local, and I found one in Evanston, which is, you know, it's kind of local, but down here in Valparaiso, Indiana, where I live, I'm about an hour from the Loop in Chicago, and then Evanston, depending on traffic, can be a lot further than that. So I was a little disappointed that I couldn't find something closer, but still went into the Game Changer Intensive, which, as you've already said, is the next step. I did that. I loved it. It was a 7-week course where we met every Sunday night. In my case, though there were a lot of different time options available, my facilitator was down in Florida, Cher Tanner. She was great. We had people that joined from California and Washington, D.C. and Australia. And it was just amazing, you know, all of these really educated, feeling, compassionate, environmentally conscious people getting together to just share their ideas within the framework of the Pachamama Alliance's program. But what I loved is that they really made you pay attention to your inner calling and asked you to identify what specifically you felt led to do, rather than trying to make us all into an army of robots where we're all doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And people just had such different cultural backgrounds, different skills, and it was really, really beautiful. So I loved that so much that I signed up for the facilitator training online, which is actually happening this Saturday, the 17th. It's, in case people are listening to this later, it's September 17th, 2016 is the September I'm talking about. And part of the preparation for that was they encouraged people to find a facilitator that might be willing to act as a coach. And I actually spoke to the people at the Pachamama Alliance, and they mentioned your name. And I was so delighted because I had no idea that you were a facilitator. Our paths had not crossed in this curriculum. So that's what led me to today. You told me that you were already hosting an Awakening the Dreamer Symposium yourself, and that was kind of on my wish list to do. So instead of being the leader in that, I want to support you in your effort and offer, you know, whatever I can do to help you make that a successful event.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kathy. And I think that's what exactly what you said. They give you every possible way to look inside of yourself and to ask that main question, what is mine to do? We don't have to do everything, and we don't have to do it in a huge group, and we don't have to do it alone, but what is mine to do? And so becoming a facilitator felt right for me as well. I took the Game Changer Intensive twice and have kept in touch people as well, friends now in Hawaii and Washington, D.C. and Africa, and It does bring the world closer together, and when you find people who just have the same heartbeat about this and the same care and compassion and concern for what we are doing and the dream that we're in, which is really what Awakening the Dreamer is about, it's looking at the American, and I want to say American, it's the Western world. It's looking at the way we live and really waking up to our destructive assumption, the economy that we keep wanting to grow is growing in a way that's not sustainable. And it's really destroying people's lives and the land. And what we want to work towards is a sustainable life economy that's not destructive, one that is cooperative, and it starts with people. And it starts with sitting in your living room and finding, or talking on the phone and finding that a friend is interested in the same thing. So, Kathy, I have to say that I am thrilled that we're doing something here in Northwest Indiana. I know you're so active down there in Valparaiso, an hour away from me.
It could be an
hour. And the other side of it was I also went up to Evanston for a live symposium, that Awakening the Dreamer symposium. And teamwork is how they teach it. So I'm so excited that you and I will be doing this as one more step. In the introduction, you were saying we just have many threads that come together that we're finding out more and more. We have so much in common and such a desire in our own unique ways to make a difference, to do something. You said, did you just turn 50?
I did.
Mm-hmm. And you just feel like time is ticking. All right.
I always feel like time is ticking.
Yeah. I'm an elder in this situation, and what this has done for me is it's made like I'm just like starting fresh, starting at the beginning.
Yeah.
Of something brand new that can just go and go and go. So I don't think it matters what age you are. I would love to see this work going into high schools and on college campuses, because they are the future, and we are the way showers. And everything about creating this type of world is what excites me. So it starts
Absolutely.
With our own healing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do Reiki. You know, it starts with our own mm-hmm. healing and finding that authentic voice and shedding the fears and the doubts that we have, that maybe we can't do enough for the world, or that whatever we do is just too small and the problems are too big. But I encourage everyone to just do what you can. Take one step at a time and do what you can and keep going. So there's my voice of taking action, which is really what Pachamama, is encouraging us to do.
Well, I love that, Linda. I absolutely agree. And I think that part of what I have come to own, you know, just reflecting about what is mine to do, is I have you to thank for this moment of clarity as well. But almost a year ago, I was in Chicago with you, and we were doing the Conscious Evolutionary Chicagoland Awards, and I had the extreme pleasure of sitting with Barbara Marx Hubbard for a short mm-hmm. little one-on-one time. And it was just a beautiful time. And I told her, I said, Barbara, although I'm here accepting an award for the media sector, what I really feel is my gift is to be at the hub of the wheel and to know people in all sectors mm-hmm. and to keep the wheel spinning. And mm-hmm. so I said, I think that though I do this podcast that is technically media, my hope through the podcast is that I reach people with my words over, you know, the digital airwaves that can help people listen, engage, and connect the dots a little bit. So that's why I kind of named it, you know, 219 Green Connect as the host website and the name of the podcast, because I think there are people out there that have a part to do. They are this green dot. They're a green light, you know, in Northwest Indiana. But sometimes it feels overwhelming because, you know, we can feel a little disheartened about our area is a little bit industrial. You know, we might not have this legacy of believing that we are these creatures of light that I believe we are. But I think that by knowing that others are out there and joining together and weaving our stories together, it makes us strong. And so what I sometimes like to do during these podcasts is almost do these name mentions or idea mentions so that people will have to listen to the whole episode to find out where I talked about them. Isn't that crafty? I'll type it up in the show notes and say, mentioned in this episode. But I'm really excited. I want to tap into some of the people who have been attending Northwest Indiana Green Drinks in Michigan City, in Valparaiso, and in Gary, and, you know, from further beyond as well, because those are people that meet up monthly to talk about environmental topics. They're gathering in different venues. And some of them, I think, you know, will resonate with this language and with this approach. Others, you know, it might not be for them. It might be a little different. But I think everybody definitely has a place in this program. If you're interested in green drinks, it means you're interested in the planet, and I think you'd really enjoy this. So that's one aspect. And then some other people I've had the opportunity to meet through my work in the past in Sustainable Indiana 2016. And we just had an award ceremony a few weeks ago called, in fact, the Green Light Awards. And it was to honor that very thing, the people who are showing a beacon, showing a way, you know, to make our state more sustainable and to, you know, help people change their minds and change their hearts about the way that they choose to live. And it can be so varied. You know, your step can be one of many, many, many different things. I mean, some people are writing songs that inspire and transform our, you know, our ways of living or the ways that we're open to living. Some of us are working on local food systems. So I plan to go down to Indianapolis for a statewide local food event next week. So I hope some people interested in that may show up, because I think that the toll that food can take on our planet can either, you know, be really destructive if it's done in some ways, or it can be done in a really beautiful, life-affirming, abundant way. So that's mm-hmm. all great. I think people interested in natural health would really love this. Just so many different threads. I just can't wait to see who shows up. But I hope that some of the people I've mentioned, you know, from these different groups will definitely come and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun to see how it grows. You and I have known each other for a long time. But and you were creating, you know, you were a pebble and creating concentric circles in Valparaiso in your area, and I was here a little bit farther north in Munster and Schererville and in Highland, Indiana, and dropping my pebble in, creating circles, and now those circles are widening so that they're really, you know, crossing over, and we are moving up into Chicago land. Where there are friends of ours, mutual friends of ours, who do Green Connects in their area, maybe around Elgin.
Yes, Kathy Herrer, I found out, was
Kathy
another
Herrer.
Facilitator. I learned about her first and then found out you were facilitating right in my area. So, you know, Schererville and Munster, Hammond was definitely a lot closer than Elgin. So I just love that we all three ended up in the same, you know, with the same interest.
Right. I was on one of mm-hmm. the Pachamama Alliance's global phone community phone calls just last week. And,
I was,
you know,
too.
They break,
I was on that one.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
They break us up into groups. And there, I was in a group of two other people. And one gentleman has been in their private group with Kathy Herrer for the last 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
So you start off
that's
in the
amazing.
Game Changer Intensive, and you break off into your little pods of maybe 12 people, and if you stay in touch, it's just wonderful things create. Now, he happened to live, I think, in New Jersey, but the fact that we, both knew Kathy. Kathy knows you. We know each other. That's that visual now of all the circles joining together. And I think that's how the power comes to start building more of a consensus towards doing things that are not what we normally do, breaking out of old habits that we don't examine and pay attention to. How are we conscious consumers, and what are we consuming, and how is that affecting the whole of the planet? The other organization that I'm working with now that wasn't mentioned is Good of the Whole. And
that's right.
Our
yes.
friend Dr. Julie Krall and Shelley Darling. So we're dropping names. We're going to have them listen.
Yeah, good, good. That's what we want.
And I think that's what's so exciting is that no matter what circle you're in, it's almost this mysterious trust that it's going to tap into someone else's circle, and we do keep growing. I think there are millions, over 2 million, maybe more, organizations that are just grassroots organizations now in their own way of people making a change around the world to really look at our environment and what we're doing. You know, I know tomorrow is a big day. Oops, well, by the time this podcast is listened to, we might find the results of it, but there are teenagers who are suing the government because they're not taking care
Oregon?
Of climate change.
Yes.
They're actually going to
yes.
be in Washington, D.C. It's from the Earth Guardians.
Okay.
So
right.
These youth, I think there's like 13 teenagers who have said, you know, you're not doing right by us, and I agree. We're not doing right by ourselves when we are poisoning our land and when we are continually digging and fracking for oil, which will not be sustainable. We have to start thinking
no.
of living life differently on the planet.
Absolutely.
And yeah.
I am really looking forward to hearing how that goes. I know that, again, my work with Sustainable Indiana was just really, really wonderful. They were actually a project of Earth Charter Indiana, and so I got to know the executive director there very well. Jim Poyser is that executive director, and he actually works with, I hope I get this right, I want to say it's called Youth Power Indiana. Yes, it is, Youth Power Indiana, and they are kind of modeling a very similar program here in Indiana to do that, you know, to tap the youth to really understand how they can use legal structure to make a difference. And last summer, I had the pleasure of going out to Lakeville, Indiana, where my friend Charlotte Wolf was hosting a climate camp for kids. Jim Poyser came up from Indianapolis and led them. I got to teach a little segment about permaculture and composting. And let me tell you, these kids were just whip smart, and I actually ended up doing a podcast episode right from the climate camp. So just know
I want to,
you know,
go to that.
We're there. You would love it. You would
I'm
love
not
it.
Too old. I'm ageless.
No, you would absolutely
no,
love it. It's called Kurt. Yeah, I just want to put in a plug for
what?
Charlotte. It's called Prairie Winds Nature Farm is the name of her sustainable farm, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And she's actually the regional coordinator for Sustainable Indiana up in our neck of the woods. So she's a big area, big responsibility, and she's also been involved with Transition Michiana, which is another movement that I've been kind of hoping to plug into a little bit more. So I'm hoping she can maybe help us get the word out to those folks.
That's fabulous, Kathy. You are such a mover and a shaker, and I'm so honored to be your friend and to know what you're doing. I'm sort of looking at it vicariously, like, wow, all that's going on and it's only about an hour away from me, but what can I learn and do and bring it closer to my area? Because not everyone
yeah.
really wants to travel an hour, like we said,
exactly.
going up to Evanston.
Exactly.
But I think that's
I
how
understand.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I love all the things you're being drawn to do.
Well, I've definitely got ideas. And so, you know, if these things appeal to you, any of these things, I can pretty much guarantee we're going to touch on some aspect of this on Sunday, September 25th. We should probably say some of the details about it. I also put a link to the Facebook event on the show notes for this, which let me just repeat how you can get to the show notes and to the show, to this recording, if you're hearing it somehow from a share. Just go to 219greenconnect.com, and there's a podcast player right on the homepage. You can click this episode, which should be near the very top. But it's called Awakening the Dreamers in Northwest Indiana, so kind of a play on the Awakening the Dreamers Symposium. And it will give you a link so that you can get to the show notes. You can click on the show notes and find out all the details of this event. But it will be held in Unity, right? Unity in Northwest Indiana.
At Unity of Northwest Indiana. Mm-hmm. It's on River Drive in Hammond, right off of the I-8094 Expressway, off of Calumet Avenue.
Very good. And the time again is?
It will be 12 to 5. We're asking people to come at 12.
Okay.
And we'll take a little break for lunch because I think they'll be staying on right from Sunday services. But it's a powerful four-part symposium, and it's interactive. We're going to be exploring where we are at this moment as far as our current global climate situation and social justice situation. We're going to explore how we got here and then where are we going, and to explore more about what is ours to do. And it's like you and I went through it. It's happened to everybody that I know who's taken the symposium. It changes you. So whoever's listening, if you're ready for that change, if you're feeling that, you know, what they call the blessed unrest.
I love that term. I've used that so many times. It's just, that is what keeps me going, you know? I mean, if you feel that it's too overwhelming and you can't do anything, that's no good. If you're complacent, that's no good. But this blessed unrest is just enough turmoil to make you believe that there is something you can do, and you get a stirring, you know, really beyond a stirring, maybe to, like, I need to learn what that is. What is mine to do, and I need to act on it. So I'm just really excited to meet with others that, you know, resonate with this, to kind of, you know, help be a part of them plugging in to figuring out how to let it unfold, you know, in maybe a quicker way and with some support, because I think that support and the very gentle accountability, it's not as if anybody was prying anything from anyone. It's more of an unfolding, I think, to help people get out of their cocoon and really fly to be the them that they really, you know, want to be.
And I think the thing that I keep hearing about is that the day of the lone wolf is over. And if you feel alone, there are so many people who are reaching out. We can't do things unless we cooperate and collaborate and work together. Like you said, the imaginal cells, were you talking about that?
You know, I was thinking about it with the butterfly illusion, go from a caterpillar. Fill in the blanks for me.
Well, yeah, the imaginal cells really is what happens in that chrysalis when the caterpillar is turning into a butterfly. And in the beginning, the natural cells are trying to kill off these imaginal cells because it's something new and they don't know what it is and it feels foreign. And we are not foreign. We are the imaginal cells on the planet right now. And we are turning into this butterfly. With the spreading the wings, like you said, Kathy, we really literally are turning to that so that we can create a new dream and live that one that will be really beneficial and for the good of the whole, of all people and the planet. And
I love it. Well, we're almost out of time with this episode. It always flies so fast because I only invite the coolest, most interesting people that I love talking to.
I'm honored to be part of that.
Absolutely. So I just want to thank my guest once again today. Dr. Linda Rosenthal of Cherville has joined me today to talk about the symposium that she'll be hosting and getting some help from yours truly, and I'm sure some others, that will take place on Sunday, September 25th in Hammond at Unity Northwest Indiana. And if you happen to hear this after the fact, don't despair. You can actually go to pachamama.org. We've spelled it before, but P-A-C-H-A-M-A. ama.org, and you can get information about upcoming events or even how you can take it online. But this is the first time it'll be offered live in person here in Northwest Indiana, so we'd love to have a great turnout, and we'd love to meet you in person, give you a hug, and encourage you. So thanks again. This has been another episode of 219 Green Connect.
It's been fun, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Take care, and I'll talk to you. I'll see you soon.
Yes, we will. Thanks again. Okay.